Radio X Info.
Die dritte und schon zweitletzte Folge von unserer Sendereihe «Der Weg ins Jenseits» vom Museum der Kultur in Basel ist mit dem Eddy Harra. Er ist Künstler, lebt schon manches Jahr in Basel und hat sich mit seinen Gemälden in der Kunstszene etabliert. Auch in der Ausstellung «Der Weg ins Jenseits» gibt es ein Bild vom Eddy Harra, ein Wandgemälde von 7 Meter Länge und 3,5 Meter Höhe. Was darauf zu entdecken und zu interpretieren gibt, was es mit den Jenseitsvorstellungen vom Künstler zu tun hat und wie sich seine Vorfahren in Indonesien den Tod vorstellen, darüber hat Eddy Harra Auskunft gegeben.
I would love my death will be playful as well.
Playful?
Yes. I don't want people crying. Of course, they will cry, but of course you are not forbidden to laugh also. On my funeral, that death also is a kind of not only sad ceremonial, but also to celebrate. That's why there's always gathering with food, even people gambling, joking around, make a joke about the dead next to the dead body, you know. What nasty thing the dead was doing when he or she was alive.
And how is it in Indonesia?
In Indonesia, we have different kind of ceremony, of course, because we are the Muslim majority. Of course, a lot of things already with Islam rules, but as majority of us also not. I mean, our Islam not like in Saudi Arabia. It's already mingled with the local culture, or like how you call it, they mixed up with the local culture. So it's also gathering and praying together. After that, also eating. Eating is always the culture there. Also gambling in Java, where I come from, it's. Most people, they are gathering after praying. They start to gamble, playing domino, and sometimes just with the small money, just to gamble while joking also, as I said. Yeah, it's not always scary, like in the West. In the West, everyone wearing black, sad faces. I even told my wife, when this is our team in the family between me and my wife as we get older, what can I do when you die? I said, yeah, ideally, when I was small, I was wanted to be a sailor because I love the sea. And I think I was to several seas in the world, like Pacific, Atlantic, Mediterranean, Indian Ocean, Java Sea, and South China Sea. Baltic, I never been, North Sea. So if I die, just cremate my corpse and the ashes you can. Of course, this is not easy for my wife, but that's my things, but the rest you can. But, you know, for ceremony, I would like to have a rock band playing.
Is that right?
Yes.
What happened after death, after dying?
I don't know. We are, of course, in Indonesia, everyone must have religion. And I'm raised in Islam family, but not very strong at the time, because my parents were educated in Dutch school, so it's the Christianity also influenced a bit at our family. So our parents sent all the children to Catholic school, and I finished my high school in a Protestant school. I follow just my wife's religion,
okay.
Although we are not going to the church, but we celebrate Christmas and Easter. Yes, so, I mean, I don't care about this thing. That's why I said when we are small, we are into the religion, what our teachers taught us, it's always, this is what I don't like from the main religion, always hell and heaven.
Yeah, the contrasts.
Yes, the black on white, white on black. So it's, there's nothing gray in between, you know. I love to be, hang out in the gray zone. So where, yeah, it's not always scary thing, but also something so playful and colorful, happy. I think that for me, the more I live in Europe, the more I'm ready to face whatever.
Do we look up to your painted wall? It's really colorful and a lot of humor. What inspired you to the characters?
Characters came from, yeah, my drawings actually, which is, it exists in my sketchbook or scrapbook. Inspiration always came from children drawings, modern comics, street art or street graphics, and all these posters in the city, which is colors is also important to me. This time I chose something soft, pastel-like colors. So to give also, to soften a bit, and also, yeah, to calm down a bit, but still have a joy in it.
The title of your masterpiece is called See You on the Other Side. It's the title of Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes, that was actually, how you call it? It's accidentally, because when I wrote this title, it was like a month after this Ozzy's death. And I didn't think about this. I just say, oh, yeah, we will be in the other side at the end. And so see on the other side also my statement that death also give you, how you call it, optimism. Not always scary, not always. Of course, I always joke around, oh, yeah, see you in heaven, mostly. I always joke around when someone died at Facebook or social media. I was often wrote, oh, see you in heaven. There will be life also after death, you know. I don't know what, but not scary, not pessimistic, not sad. So my imagination will be, yeah, kind of playful and peaceful as well. I could imagine something, but I think it's still a big secret to everyone. And
may you describe a little bit the characters? I see a lot of very nice characters. For example, a rabbit, of course, a robot, a skull, and bones.
If I allow myself to describe it, I think I describe whatever coming from this planet, like from the earth, from the water, from the air, from the earth. Yeah, like bunnies, and there is the bird's head, and the water, like octopus there, kind of octopus, and plants as well. It's a universe. It shows the universe with different kind of figures in a childlike style and comics and narrative for sure.
You told me that your favorite character is the octopus. You
yeah, the
said.
Octopus and the, I don't know, a kind of bear there.
And why?
Well, it just reminds me of those totem, the primitive sculpture. Mostly they consist of two figures. I don't know what symbol is it behind, but it's always having, I don't know, mother and child, or, you know, the upper part of universe and below, and water and earth. So these kind of things, yeah.
May you tell me something about the ancestors of Indonesia? What they believed, what comes after dying?
The death is like, how you call it? a voyage, how you call it, a trip to another world. Of course, different tools how to get to the afterlife place. You see a lot of in Borneo, for instance, this one, it's always with ship. Mm-hmm. It's like the sea of unknown.
To cross somewhere.
Yes, to cross somewhere, to another world. There is also, sometimes there is in some beliefs in other islands also, they have the birds as a symbol, or snakes, or other many animals as a symbol to ride them to the other world. So it's always about traveling somewhere.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. It's not the end, actually. This is important. That death is for us, for our ancestor, it's not the end. So I think if you believe really, it, then it happens then. I mean, this is just about your mental and your spiritual and your thought. Actually, in some island or some ethnic groups, that the spirit is not going away. They're always around us to protect us.
So with these thoughts, what inspired you to pick this particular design?
This particular design is, it's my imagination. If I die, I will meet all these creatures somewhere. And it's not only, how you call it, angel or devil or evil spirit or whatever, as they teach us in the religion, but also I can also imagine my own thing, to believe as my ancestor believe, to whatever they believe. I also want to believe something else, something different. And I still believe there is like superpower somewhere.
Who, superpower.
So, death can be scary, but can be also, how you call it, all your responsibility towards the family, towards the world, towards the universe, towards your society, is done. So it's time to be yourself.
And to be free.
To be free from burden, especially, yes.
Das ist der Künstler Eddie Harrer in der Ausstellung «Der Weg ins Jenseits» im Museum der Kulturen gewesen. Noch bis zum 26. April ist sie im 4. Stock am Münsterplatz offen. Morgen um 16:30 gibt es ein Gespräch mit Katrin Rösli, die Bestatterin und Trauerbegleiterin ist. Sie wird berichten, wie sie Kinder beim Abschied am Sarg erlebt, was sie sich nach dem Tod vorstellt und wie sie mitfühlt mit Angehörigen von jungen Todesopfern. Die Sendereihe tut das Museum der Kultur in Basel finanziell unterstützen. Für Radio X, Janina Labhardt.
Radio X. Info mit mehr Kontrast.